Today's Parsha is being sponsored by Menachem and Esther Sklar and the Schuss of Refuah Shleima for Esther's father, Rav Chaim Zev ben Etel Chaya. Everybody should have in mind the Refuah Shleima and the Tfilos, Chaim Zev ben Etel Chaya. And the merit of the learning we do, as we should have a complete Refuah Shleima Makarov.
Amen.
So last week I made a big deal about the fact that the Ramban that we studied last week was really one of the most crucial and fundamental Rambans in all of Chumash. The truth is that the Ramban that you're going to stop believing me after a while, but the truth is that the Ramban that we're going to study this week also, the major part of it is not in Parshas Bishalach, but he references it in Parshas Bishalach. It's also a crucially fundamental comment that really affects all of his entire commentary on Chumash and the Ramban's entire approach to all of Chumash. Right after Kriyas Yamsuf, we all know the fact that the Jewish people sang Oz Yashir, and then right after Klal Yisrael sang Oz Yashir, you have the episode that happened in Mara. That's going to be the major focus of the shiur this morning, the episode in Mara. So let's read what happened in the Chumash. Torah states in Perek Tesvav, right after Oz Yashir, Vayasa Moshe Yisrael Miyamsov, Vayetzol Mibarshur, page 200 in the Chumash. So they came to a place called Mara. They couldn't drink the water there, because it was bitter. The people complained to Moshe, saying, "What should we drink?" So Moshe called out to Hashem. Hashem ate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a tree. He threw the tree into the water, and the water became sweet. Sham sam lo chok umishpat visham niso. Sham sam lo chok umishpat. And in Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed for the Jewish people, or for Moshe, for the Jewish people, chok umishpat. There in Mara, he showed him chok umishpat, laws, chukim, and mishpatim. Visham nisahu, and there he tested him. And then the next pasuk states as follows: Vayomer, and Hashem says to Moshe, Im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem elokecha. If the Jewish people listen to Hashem, Vayoshar beinav taaseh, and they do what is straight in his eyes, Vahazan talu mitzvosav, and you listen to his mitzvos, Vishamarta kol chukav, and you observe all the chukim also, all the illnesses that I put on Egypt, I won't do on you, ki ani Hashem rofecha. Now, Rashi already points out that this pasuk, sham sam lo chokum mishpat v'sham nisahu, is a reference to the tradition that Chazal had, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Jewish people in Mara a couple of the mitzvos prior to Matan Torah. What does Rashi say? Sham samlo, b'mara nosan lehem mitzvos parshios shel Torah. In Mara, he gave them some of the parshios shel Torah sheyis asku bahem. That's an important word. Sham samlo, b'mara nosan lehem some of the parshios sheyis asku bahem, that they should be osek in them, they should be involved in them. Shabbos Paraduma the Dinin. So, one of the points we're going to be discussing this morning is why exactly did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? What exactly was the goal of teaching a couple of mitzvos? Shabbos, some say it was Kibbutz Avim. Shabbos, I'm not going to deal with why those mitzvos specifically, but I just want to deal with the whole concept in general. What was the idea that in Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to teach Klal Yisrael a couple of the mitzvos prior to this. But before we get to that, this next pasuk after that is also very strange. Seemingly out of nowhere, right? They have this thing with the water, and Shams, he taught him some of the mitzvahs. Shams, some lochok, and mishpat, v'sham yisel. Vayomer, he says to him again, let's look at that pasuk chavav. Im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem alokecha. If you listen to the voice of Hashem, what do you mean if you listen to the voice of Hashem? He hasn't taught you any mitzvahs yet. V'ayosher b'inav tase, v'azanta l'mitzvosa, v'shamata kol chukav. What mitzvahs is this referring to? What do you mean if you keep all the chukim? The Torah wasn't even really given yet. What does it mean, l'shmo b'kol Hashem? The pasuk uses a lot of different words here. Im shamo tishma l'kol Hashem alokecha. If you listen to the voice of Hashem, v'ayosha b'ein of tase, and do what's straight in His eyes, v'hazanta l'mitzvosav, and listen to the mitzvos v'shamat, what's the different parts of this pasuk referring to? If you listen to the call of Hashem, and you do what's straight in His eyes, and you listen to His mitzvos, and you observe all the chukim, so then you never, all the machlis from Egypt not going to come to you. What do these different words mean over here? So here you have a short comment of the Ramban, which we are going to dissect and analyze using the Ramban's commentary elsewhere. And he provides for us a penetratingly deep idea in understanding all of Yiddishkeit, in understanding all of Judaism, and what the goal of all of Yiddishkeit is, and what the goal of all of Torah study is. And he said, now, but in order to understand the Ramban begins on this pasuk by quoting an Ibn Ezra. So you have to see the Ibn Ezra in its entirety to know what the Ramban is driving at. So let's just look at the Ibn Ezra first. Vayomer, Im Shama Tishma. Again, what does the pasuk say? Im Shama Tishma Likol Hashem Elokecha. Likol. Im Shama Tishma Likol Hashem Elokecha. Says the Ibn Ezra. Kvar is karti. The Ibn Ezra says, I've already taught you, I've already mentioned. Ki kol shmiya sha'achareha lamed obeys. Whenever the Torah says shmiya likol, it doesn't just mean to hear it. Kol shmiya sha'achareha lamed obeys ein perusha l'shmoa hadavar. It doesn't just mean to hear the voice of Hashem, to hear it. Rak lahavin tam ha'inyan hanosei hadavar. Rather, shmo im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem alokecha means not just that you hear what he said, but shmia l'kol means that you have a deep understanding of the reasons, of the ideas behind what he says. V'hinei zu hashmia sheyovin ma mitzaveh la'asos. This shmia is a reference to the fact that if you understand the depth of the reasoning of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually commanding you. V'hayashar be'inav tase elu mitzvos hase. V'hazanta l'mitzvos sabe, as you're going to see in a second from the Medrash, mitzvos lo sase. L'hisbonein mahem. Not just to read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and know what the law is and know what the word of God is, but l'hisbonein mahem. L'hisbonein means to think, to contemplate, to analyze, to question, to try and really see the depth of the mitzvos. V'shamarta kol chukav shelo yavrolem, they don't violate them. So then, all the good things are. Now let's see what the Ramban does with this. Let's see what the Ramban does with this. There are three parts to this Ramban. The whole Ramban is four lines. But we're going to see that in these four lines, I think there is pregnant in these four lines, there is a very, very important message about all of Yiddishkeit. And he says as follows. So here's the Ramban, four lines. There are three ideas in this Ramban. We can split the Ramban into three parts. Part one, he quotes the Ibn Ezra. Part two, he quotes a Medrash. And part three, he references something that he says in Parshas Veschanah. Three parts. A world-famous Ramban about what he says in Parshas Veschanah. He says like this. Im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecha. Pirush Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Avram, the Ibn Ezra. Pirush Rabbi Avram, he quotes the Ibn Ezra. Oftentimes the Ramban will quote the Ibn Ezra and disagree with him. Here he quotes the Ibn Ezra and seems to run with him. Pirush Rabbi Avram. Lahavin ta mashi yitzav chalasos. Shamoa tishma l'kol hashecha means, do you understand the reasoning behind what Hashem commanded you? Vayosha bein avtasa mitzvah saseva zant l'mesuzim mitzvah saseva. Stop. Quotes to Ibn Ezra, that's the end of part one. Part two. Uve mechilta amru, and in the Medrash, the mechilta, they said something different, ostensibly something different, but I'd like to suggest how that's going to mamish be mashlim and fill in and go exactly with the Ibn Ezra. Uve mechilta amru, v'hayosher be'inav tase, what's meant that you should do what's straight in God's eyes, and how is that different from v'shamarta kol chukav, how is that different from l'shma b'kol Hashem Elokecha? What's the difference between l'shma b'kol Hashem Elokecha v'ayosher be'inav tase? The Mechilta says, what does it mean to do what's straight in God's eyes? V'ayosher be'inav tase. Zem maso umatan. Says the Mechilta, this is a reference to business. Maso umatan. Dealings. Business dealings, interpersonal dealings, interactions with people. Maso umatan. Give and take. Melamed, says the Medrash, Shekol hanosei venosein be'emuna. Anyone who in his business dealings, or in his any dealings, in his give and take with people, it's done with emuna, it's done with sincerity, it's done with honesty, it's done with a whole heart, with a complete heart, what you see is what you get, what he says is what he means. Any such person, the Ruach HaBrios Nocha Himenu, and people respect him because people respect his word, because people respect his essence, because people respect the way he does all of his dealings. He's sincere, he's clear, he's honest. You know who he is, you know where he stands. Such a person, Mala Olav, the Torah treats such a person, V'ruach HaBrios Nocha Himenu. People respect him, people like him, people speak well of him. Ma'al of Kielu Kim Kala Torah Kula. Wow. The Medrash says such a person who's sincere, honest, and complete, he has integrity in all of his dealings, the Torah considers it as if he was Mekayim Kala Torah Kula. I mean, very nice. And we've seen Chazal. What? So that's the end of part two of the Ramban. Part three, Va'od avo'er zeh b'hagi'i b'pasuk v'asi sahayosher v'atov im yitev imi yokel atov. End of Ramban. And I will further explain what I mean by this in Parshas Ve'eschana when I get to the pasuk v'asi sahayosher v'atov. And you should do what's straight and what's good. So after the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra's pshat, that Shmiya B'kol means to learn the deep reasoning of the mitzvos, so then the Ramban quotes the words of the Medrash that anyone who's honest and has integrity in his business dealings and all of his dealings, and people respect him for it, and people like him, people speak well of him, it's as if he's Mekayim the entire Torah. Now, there are a number of questions that we can pose here. Number one, first, let's take that medrash by itself. What in the world does that mean? That someone who does his dealings, be'emunah, it's as if he's Mekayim the whole Torah. I mean, I know it's very nice. I know it's very important. I know the Torah considers it something very obviously important to be honest in your business dealings. But what does this mean that someone who does honest business dealings, it's as if he's Mekayim the whole Torah? Number one. Number two, what's the connection between that and our pasuk, right? He's saying this on the words, the Medrash says this on the words, right? Vayomrash im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem Elokecha, vayosher be'inav tase, right? So on the words, vayosher be'inav tase, he says, if you're honest and you have integrity in all your dealings, it's as if you're shomer kol Torah kula. What does that have to do with right here in the Chumash, here and now at this particular point? And also, why does the Ramban? What's the connection between the words of the Mechilta and the Ibn Ezra? The Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra, and he quotes the Mechilta. The Ibn Ezra said that if you learn that you have to learn mitzvahs in depth, you have to understand the depth of the reasoning. Don't just learn Torah on a superficial level to know it and just know what God says. and to just perform the mitzvahs and just do what God says and that's it. But you have to learn in depth. You have to understand the reasoning for the mitzvahs. What's the connection between learning in depth and understanding the reason of mitzvahs and being and having integrity in all of your business dealings? Why does the Ramban connect? The Ramban, again, unless you want to say the Ramban says there's two different explanations. He just happened to like both of them and quoted them both. But he doesn't say that. It's sort of like he quotes the Evanez and then boom, he runs right into the Mechilta. Is there any connection between these two things? And if there is, what's the connection? And in the end of the Ramban, he says, and if you want to understand what in the blazes I'm talking about over here, look at my commentary that I do in Parshas Veschan, the words of Vasisa Vayoshev Atov. Oh. So Rabosa, I think there's something very, very deep and very profound and very important that the Ramban is communicating to us here. And most of what I'm about to tell you, I saw in the words of Reb Simcha Zissel. Reb Simcha Zissel Brody, the Rosh Hashiva, former Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, my Rebbe's Rebbe, Mendel Blachman from Rabbi Avner's Rebbe, in his Sefer Sam Derech, which is his Sefer that he wrote on Chumash, and then in the end he has essays on the Ramban al HaTorah. Let's take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban himself tells us, if you want to understand what I'm talking about, go look at my commentary in Veschanim. So this is very, very crucial. And this Ramban is very, very well known and is very, very important. It's also probably one of the most important Rambans in the entire Chumash, what he says in Veschanim. If I'm not mistaken, Veschanim is over the summer. I'm usually in Eretz Yisrael anyway, so we may as well chop a rind. We're not going to have a Chumash here in Veschanim. If we did, it would be this Ramban. That would be the Chumash here in Veschanim. So he himself quotes it, so let's figure it out. What does the Torah say over there right after the Aseres HaDibros? Shamor tishmerun es mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem ve'idosav v'chukav asher tzivach. You have it. I photocopied the Pesukim anyway, but you can look it up if you want to turn for a second and put one. Keep one finger here, whatever. But Devarim Perak Vav Pesukim Yud Zayin Yud Ches. What page you got? Page 525. Thank you. Page 525. Shamar tishmurun as mitzvos Hashem. Keep all the mitzvos as mitzvos Hashem lokechem ve'edosav v'chukav asher tzivach. You got to keep all the commandments. Keep all the mitzvos, edosav v'chukav. But then he says, he adds another thing. Aside from keeping the mitzvos, you have to do something else. Vasisa hayosher v'atov b'enei Hashem. So the Pasuk Yud Zayin says, keep all the mitzvos of Hashem ve'edosav v'chukav. And then it says, vasisa hayosher v'atov. So that Hashem will be good to you and you'll come and inherit the land. So the Ramban is bothered by what's this bifurcation here? What's this Shamar Tishmarun, keep the mitzvahs and then Vasisa Yashavato? What's Vasisa Yashavato? So the Ramban is a very well known Ramban. It's a very, very crucial Ramban where he discusses what this means. And there's a major dispute among the modern commentaries. I know Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote a long article about this, and we'll see what the major issue here is. Look at the Ramban's commentary. It's on the bottom of page number one. Vasisa yoshev atov v'enei Hashem. You should do what is good and straight in the eyes of God. So first he quotes one explanation, al derech hapshat. Al derech hapshat, yomar, tishmeru mitzvos Hashem v'yedosav v'chukosav, that you should keep the mitzvos, utechavein basiyasan, lasos atova yoshabein of bilvad, uleman yitav loch, so that he'll be good to you, avtocha, yomaki basos chatobein of yitav loch, yashem meitiv latovin yashem libosim. So first he quotes one pshat. You see, here in this Ramban, the Ramban is clear that he's quoting two different pshatim. He quotes one pshat. What's bothering the Ramban? What's bothering the Ramban is two things. What's the division between keeping the mitzvahs and doing Vasisa Yashav HaTov? But then he has another problem. It's strange because it says, Vasisa Yashav HaTov, Laman Yitavlach. Right? You should do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. Why? For the purpose that Hashem should be good to you. Is that really true? We're supposed to serve God for the reward. Then when he gets to the Ramban, says, no, that's not what it means. It means like this. Shamor Tishmunas Mitzvahs Hashem Elokechem. You should keep all the mitzvahs. Ve'edosav V'chukol. Chukol Zav Asher Tzivach. Why only for the purpose of doing Vasisa Yashav HaTov B'nei Hashem? You should keep the mitzvahs only for the purpose of doing what God wants, not for the sake of the reward. However, if you do the mitzvahs solely for the sake of Hashem and not for the sake of the reward, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in turn will reward you because God rewards people who do His will. That's pshat number one, the Ramban says. A very important idea in its own right, that we're not supposed to serve God because we're going to get loads and loads of reward afterwards. We're supposed to serve God because we love Him, it's His will, and we want to do what He says because He created us, and we have great appreciation for Him, we have great respect for Him, and we want to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He created us, He owns us, He's in charge of us. Not for the reward either in this world or in the next world that we're going to get. That's not why we're supposed to serve God. We're supposed to serve God because that's a tov ha'yashar b'einav, because that's what He wants. That's it. That's a very, very important idea in its own right, but that's not the idea that I'd like to focus my comments on this morning. But the Ramban says, the Chachamim have a very, very important drash on this pasuk. The first pasuk means, do all the mitzvahs. But the second pasuk means something different. Amru, Zu pshara ulefnim mishuras adin. What's Vasisa Vayeshev HaTov referring to? Pshara, compromise, and lefnim mishuras adin, and going above and beyond the letter of the law. Va'kavanah bazeh. What does this mean? Says the Ramban. Ki mitchila amar shetishmar chukosav ve'edosav asher tivach. First he said, do the mitzvos. Va'ata yomar. Now he says, even in places that God has not commanded you, even in things that God has not commanded you, has not given you explicit direction, even in areas where there is no mitzvos, where the written Torah and the oral Torah don't speak specifically to a particular circumstance or a particular halacha or a particular way of doing something. Tein daitcha lasos hatov ayosha ba'inot. Even in a place where God has not commanded you, make sure to do what's right in His eyes. Because here's the rule. God likes anything that's good and anything that's straight. Hatov Ayasha. Vizeh inyan gadol. Says the Ramban, this is something very, very, very crucial. It's impossible for the Torah to list every single situation that a person's going to find himself in. How is a Jew supposed to react to every single circumstance? Every way a person is supposed to interact with his neighbors and his friends, and all of his business dealings. It's impossible for the Torah to include in it every single thing of the way you're supposed to act in every single circumstance you find yourself in business. V'tikuni ha'yishuv ha'medinos kulam, aval acharei shehiz kimiyem harbe. However, once he mentioned a lot of them, kigon lo selech rachil, don't spread bad words about people, rechilos, lo sikon v'lo sitar, don't take revenge, and don't say, oh really, I should have been taking revenge, but I'm not, because I'm much better than you. And don't sit idly by when your neighbor is struggling. Don't curse somebody. Literally, it means a deaf person, but Chazal understands to mean you can't curse anybody. To stand up for an old person. Right? That's why when the grandparents of the Chasan and the Kala walk down the aisle, you have to stand up. That's a mitzvah sase min haTorah. Anyone over 70, you have to stand up for them. And all these types of things. So he said some things. The Torah tells you some things, some of the ways to be a mensch. The Torah tells you some of the ways to be a mensch. Chazai lomar b'derech klal, but after that the Torah says b'derech klal, sheyaseh hatov v'hayashar b'chol davar, that you should do what's good and straight in everything. Ad sheikonis b'zeh ha'psharah v'lefnim mishur esadin, to include even compromise and going with lefnim mishur hadin. In other words, if I see some of Yashar HaTov, they're on saying, it's not referring to compromise and lefnim mishur hadin. Compromise and lefnim mishur hadin, there are examples of the way that God wants you to behave, even though He didn't say it. Now hold on a sec. Hold on just one sec. Ukigon mashe eskiru b'dina de bar mitzvah, like what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that if you have a field and you have a guy who has a field right next door to you and you sell it to somebody else, so that guy can complain, why didn't you come to me first? Because to me, this field is worth a lot more money than to somebody else. If you could, if I would have given you the same price, why didn't you let me buy it first? To me, it's worth more. Vafilu masha amru pirko noe. Ever wonder what those words mean? I didn't know. I daven for the Yamad Yom Naram every year for the last 10 years. I never knew what the words ufirko noe mean, right? But in Hinnany, you say, ufirko noe, uzikano magudol vakolo naim, umuro bidas mabrios, right? You say to Hashem, Hashem, please consider me, right? Kabel tfilasi kitfilas zakin viragil. That I know what it means. Accept my tfila. Ufirko noe. I've said it every year. No idea what the words mean. Ufirko noe. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to say. I'm davening for the Yom, but I'm asking God he should keep my tfilas. It should be like Ufirko noe. What in the world does Ufirko noe mean? Anybody know? I'm not embarrassed. I'm straight. Says the Ramban, Pirko Noe is one of the things of Asiso Yashav HaTov. So apparently, here in the notes, it quotes it from Pirko Noe Yuma Mem Vav. That's a misprint, because the next words, V'dibur B'nachas Imabrios, that, first of all, I know what that means, and that's Yuma Pei Vav. Pirko Noe is actually in Tainis Tazayin and Mabez. Pirko Noe means, the Gemara says, Pirko Noe means Shelo Yatza Olav Shem Rab Yalduso. Shelo Yatza Olav Shem Rabbi Alduso means that his reputation is so clean that even as a youngster he had a good reputation. How many people can say that? How many people can say that? Even in high school he had a good reputation. Ooh. Even in elementary school he had a good reputation. Even as a youngster, even as a teenager, he had a good reputation. That's what Pirko Noe means. Perek, when he was even at the young Perek, Even at the young time, when he first emerged, he had a good reputation already. There are some people like that. There are some people, a few people that we knew in elementary school and high school, that mamish, even from the young age, everybody knew. This was a mensch. That's the definition of a mensch.
That has that context in the tefillah.
Because apparently, we say to Hashem, even though I'm not like that, but please, kabel tefilasi, Ketfila zakin viragil, like the tefila of a zakin viragil, upiriko naya, is don't hold my past sins against me. Accept my tefilas as if I was somebody who was, I think, who was clean from early on. So, achi kar b'chol inyan tam v'yasher. A person's supposed to be a tam v'yasher. Now, the big problem with this is, so what does it say here? Hashem couldn't legislate in every situation, so he just said, Vasi Tam V'Yasher. But the question is, and here's the big machlokas that the modern day scholars have about this Ramban, is, you know, is there an ethic outside of Torah? Is there something called being a moral, decent human being outside of Torah? So from this Ramban, you know, it's a little bit difficult and it's a little bit vague, because he says, listen, I told you most of the ways to be, but I couldn't tell you everything. So because I couldn't tell you everything, I just gave you this general pasuk. Vasisa v'yoshev atov. Zaya mensch. Be a mensch. But the question is, how do you know exactly what a mensch is? I mean, is a mensch what United States, American, Western society says to do with these things? Is it what the German society in the First World and the Second World War said the definition of being a mensch is? So from this Ramban over here in Veschanan, even though I think he hints at it very strongly, but he doesn't actually come out and say it, but I believe that our Ramban is clear. It's clear as day, because what the Ramban, I think, is driving at is, if you look at the places that I did tell you what to do, but not only that. So here he says, if I told you what to do, I told you almost all of what being a mensch is about. So take what I told you and use what I told you, and from what I told you, you should be able to derive how to be in every single other circumstance. That's l'chora, the simple mashmos of what he said. But I mean, does that mean there's an ethic, there's a moral? There's an ethic of morals outside of Chumash? Well, yes and no. There is a moral code that Hashem didn't directly legislate. But according to the Ramban, in this pasuk, he's telling you that the way you should get at that is by looking at what I did legislate. And now I would submit, let's go back to our Ramban. I would submit that that's exactly the connection of what the Ramban is saying in our Ramban, A, and B, that exactly answers what's going on in Mara. C, that's exactly, and here, if Simcha Zissel Brody suggests, that's exactly what the test of Mara was. Sham sam lo choku mishpat v'sham nisahu. That was the test of Mara, and that's what the psukim mean. V'hoya im shama tishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha. Listen, I want to put the whole thing together in the following way. Just listen to this. Listen to this. Now I think we understand what the Ramban is talking about by us. What does the Ramban mean? The Ramban by us means, what's the connection between these three pieces of the Ramban by us? So perhaps that's what the Ramban means. There's two ways to learn Torah. Either you could just learn the words that it says. I learn the words that it says, and I do the words that it says. I learn it, and I do it. I learn it, and I do it. I learn, what do? Rabbi, tell me what to do. Now I know what to do. Oh, I learned it. The Torah says keep Shabbos. I keep Shabbos, I go do it. But what did the Ramban quote from Ibn Ezra first? That's not the way to learn. That's not the way you're supposed to look at Chumash. You can't just look at what it says. You have to think a little bit about it. You have to contemplate a little bit about it. You have to understand the depths of what's going on in Torah. When you learn Torah, you got to understand the depth of it. You got to learn it deeply. And the Ramban says, and then he quotes the Mechilta. What did the Mechilta say? Someone who does business be'emuna, it's as if he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So what does that mean? Because doing all your business dealings be'emuna is not something that's written explicitly in the Chumash. That's part of Asisa Yosef Atov. That's part of the general rule of being a mensch. Yeah, the Torah says Midvar Sheker Tirchak. It gives you hints. You're not allowed to lie. It gives you certain, and you have to have honest weights and measures. But certainly we understand that if you learn the Chumash in depth, and you learn all of Torah in a deep way, you will have the perspective on the world that you know what God will say in every circumstance. You will have a blueprint from that if you learn the reasons. Im shamoa tishma b'kol Hashem Elokecha. Said to Ebenezer, if you learn it in depth, if you don't just learn it to say, oh, he said this, so I got to do this. If he said this, that means I got to do this. But if you learn it in depth, then you will use Torah, Horah, Moreh. Torah means it's a guide for life. It will teach you how to react in every circumstance. The Torah itself will teach it to you. So that's what the Mechilta means. If a person conducts himself with business be'emuna, it's as if he's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. What does that mean? Said it of Simcha Zissel Brody. What does that mean? A person who is a mensch in all of his dealings clearly understands the whole goal of Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the whole goal of Kol HaTorah Kula is not just what it says. The goal of Kol HaTorah Kula is to learn it in depth so that you have a perspective on life, that you have an outlook on life that will teach you how to react in every single circumstance. The Torah itself teaches it to you. But what? But how will it teach it to you? It'll teach it to you if you learn it in depth, if you look at the reasons, if you look at what stands behind it, if you look at what's the whole goal. He didn't just say don't take revenge because he said don't take revenge. He said don't take revenge because that's supposed to be something that changes your character. You have to become a person who doesn't take revenge. Not just the act of not taking revenge. It's trying to teach you something fundamental about how to be, about the depth of what it means to be a mensch. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. That's as if you're a Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, because the whole goal of Torah is not just the 613 mitzvos, but the 613 mitzvos are just examples of the way God really wants you to be. And each of them have all kinds of details and details of details, and it's supposed to change your whole outlook on how you do everything, on how you speak, on how you interact with your wife, on how you interact with your family, on how you interact with your coworkers, on how you interact with every person you come in contact with. It's not just the details of that. And he said something really fascinating from the altar from Slabodka, right? The Chevroners, they came from that Musar movement, from the whole Rav Simcha Zissel, came from that tradition, the tradition of Musar. And he says, that's what the whole tradition of Musar is, in a sense. The Musar tradition, the Musar movement. The Musar movement was basically taking the same rigorous analysis that the yeshiva system placed into the learning of halacha, and taking the same rigorous analysis and doing it in the area of avodas Hashem, personal service, midos and menschlichkeit. The Musar movement took the same lumdus of the yeshivas in analyzing the depth of the lumdus of the brisker methodology of Shor Shenagah Chesapora. And not only do you have to use lumdus in understanding Shor Shenagah Chesapora, but you have to use lumdus in understanding what it means to be a mensch. What it means to be an Eved Hashem, that also requires lumdus. That's the Musar movement. That he said an amazing quote from the Altar of Slabodka. Listen to this quote. You know, Rashi sometimes says, V'libi omerli. Right? Very few places, but in a few places Rashi says, I don't know the Pshat here, but my heart tells me this is the Pshat. Or the Rambam will say, somebody once counted them up. There are 99 places in the Rambam where he writes, Yeroyali, it appears to me. And he doesn't quote a source. Usually, we know what the Rambam source is. But some places he says, Yeroyali, it appears to me that this is the law. And the Alter from Slabodka said, those places is a much clearer proof than the places where he has a proof. Why? So the Alta said like this, because in the places where he cites the proof, so the proof is only from that one limited place that he cites the proof from. The proof is only from that one place. So you have one place in Torah where that's a proof. But when Rashi says, my heart tells me this pshat, that's a foundation on the entire Torah, because Rashi's heart was the entire Torah. Rashi sat and learned Yom Ha'alayah and everything. So when his heart told him something, it wasn't just one area of Torah telling him, it was the entirety of Torah telling him that was the pshat. When the Rambam says, Yiroi Ali, it appears to me means his whole personality told him that. Because his whole personality was founded on the entirety of Chumash, on the entirety of Shas, on the entirety of Rishonim. That's a fascinating insight. That the idea of study of Torah, of learning the laws, is not just to know what to do in that specific case, but it's teaching you a way of life. It's teaching you a guidebook. And again, I would just add in that, you know, some suggest, you see here that being a moral person, even not in Torah, is also a Torah value. Again, some of it is semantics. It depends how you say it. But the point that I want to stress here, Rav Simcha Zissel stresses, and I think it's what makes the most sense, honestly, to me, is that it's not that the Torah recognizes that Western moral values have value in their own right. That's not what he's saying at all. It's not that Vasisa Vayeshev Tov tells me that where the Torah doesn't say, so then I look at Minig America. I look at what would the man on the street in America say? And there's some people who understood that to mean being a mensch means whatever the street defines as being a mensch. No! That's not what the Ramban means. The Ramban means, if you study the ways that I told you how to be a mensch, the few ways that I told you what it means to be nosi v'nosi b'emuna, you will understand all the areas. If you learn it in depth, and says the Ramban, that was the test of Mora. Like the Mesillas Yesharim writes, La'olam hi'adam arum b'yira. And that's the Ramban. I don't have time to go through the whole thing now. Oh my gosh, I have a whole other page. But anyway, you got to read this over Shabbos. But there's so much more here. This is for okay. I'm gonna say like 25 minutes and 60 seconds right now. And if you look at the Ramban, which is the Ramban beforehand, Sham Samla Chokam Mishpat V'Sham Niso, the Ramban says that was the Nisoyo. That's why he gave him those little mitzvahs. The little mitzvahs were. Like he says, why didn't Hashem give him the mitzvahs? Why didn't he say, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, Paraduma, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, whatever. Why, if he gave him those mitzvahs in Mar, why didn't the Torah say it? So he says, Rashi says, Shiyus Askuba. In other words, he gave him a few mitzvahs to try to learn them in depth, so, to see if they would not just learn the details of it, to see if they would Shiyus Asku. Would they, Uladas, would they Mekabla Besimcho V'Tuv Leva, the Ramban says. The Ramban means that the way he'd be mekabel at besimcha over tov leva, because the only way you could learn something in depth is if you really enjoy it and it really gives you an understanding. And then he goes on to say al derech pshat, another pshat, that it's just referring to the bechlal being a mensch ben adam lechaveru. In other words, the test in Mara, one of two pshatim in the Ramban, but they both boil down to the same thing. The test of Mara was, are you going to view the Torah just as a book of laws, or are you going to view the Torah as something that's going to teach you a way of life? And it's going to be something that's... And that's why he gave it to them before the Torah. Because he wanted to tell them before giving the whole Torah, he wanted to tell them, this is my goal with giving you the Torah. Don't just view it as an encyclopedia of Jewish law. View it as a guidebook for Jewish life. And that was the test of Mara. How would they view it? He gave them a few mitzvahs, but he wanted them lis'asik. Lis'asik means to look at them deeply, to learn them deeply. Don't just treat them as these three laws by itself. See what you can derive. What messages about life does this give you? How does this change your whole outlook and your whole perspective? And that's what he wanted to do with the whole of Torah. That's why he gave them these things. He wanted them to see that the goal of Torah should be to understand the depth of Torah and to give you a guidebook on how to observe every facet of life. So, hopefully some people are going out on vacations. Hopefully some people are zayicha for a little bit of vacation. If you are, that's also the message of that, right? That's what we tell the Talmidim all the time, that what you learn during the year has to be the guidebook of how you behave when you're not in your normal, when you're not in your normal circle of life, when you're not in your normal routine, right? So, what you learn when you're in the routine has to teach you how to be when you're out of the routine, right? So maybe we can, even if there's no parsha shir, we can open up the Ramban over Chumash or whatever, something like that. We can take a look, try to see. But the Ramban gives us here a crucial fundamental of Asisa Yashar V'atov Beidei Hashem. The point of Torah is not just to know the laws, but to hopefully we can be zocha to be a mensch in all of our dealings, to learn from Chumash what it means to be a mensch in everything that we do. One more time again, that today's learning is being sponsored by Menachem Esther Sklar in the merit of a Refuah Shleimah for Esther's father, Rav Chaim Zev Ben Etel Chaya. Everyone should have him in the Tfilos. May be granted a Refuah Shleimah of Karva in the merit of all of our learning.